The conference is tasked with bridging major budget differences between the Republican-led House of Representatives and the Democratic-controlled Senate. It also has a larger purpose, according to Senate Budget Committee Chairwoman Patty Murray.
We believe there is common ground in showing the American people that as a Congress we can work and make sure that our economy is growing and that people are back to work.
That sentiment was echoed by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan.
Our goal is good for the American people, to get this debt under control, to do smart deficit reduction, and to do things that we think can grow the economy and get people back to work.
The conference was mandated by legislation earlier this month that ended a two-week federal shutdown and averted a U.S. debt default. The bipartisan group has until mid-December to hammer out a budget deal. Democrats, including President Barack Obama, want more revenue for domestic priorities.
What's going to help us grow? What's going to create jobs? What is going to expand our middle class? What's going to give more opportunity to young people? Those are the things we should be putting money into.
By contrast, Republicans want further budget austerity. House Speaker John Boehner.
The looming problems that are affecting our country are still there. We're spending more than what we bring in.
Failure to reach a budget accord would risk another government shutdown in January when federal spending authority expires once again. Lawmakers of both parties say they have no desire to see federal operations halted a second time, but it remains to be seen whether that desire generates a bipartisan deal that can pass both houses of a politically divided Congress. On global matters, President Obama welcomes Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to the White House Friday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Mr. President.